rabbit ass mind if he think Busta Rhymes can see Jay-Z.
My chicos, my chicos, my chico, my chico, my chicos, my chicos, my chico, my chico.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Chico's World. Hey, Jay-Z's making headlines. Yes, Hova, the GOAT has spoke. He said, now he was with Rob Markman, I guess on Twitter Spaces, whatever, talking about the verses. He said, no one can stand on that stage with me. It's not a chance in hell that anyone can stand on that stage with me. You got to stand in front of the Grammy family freestyle live. No one has ever seen me perform that. You got to stand in front of that. That ain't never going to happen. Which is facts. Like, bro, I don't... There's two people, I'm going to say at the end of this, there's two people I think can stand toe-to-toe with Jay-Z on Versus. But before I get into that, Lil Jon said Busta Rhymes not only can see Jay-Z, but he can also beat Jay-Z. Lil Jon out his rabbit-ass mind if he think Busta Rhymes can see Jay-Z. Now, I love Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes had a great career. Busta Rhymes can stand toe to toe with a lot of rappers, but Jay-Z's not there. Like, Jay-Z's not it. Like, yes, Busta has classic songs, Hoo Ha and all that. Like, bro, the Janet Jackson song, "Put Your Hands in My Eyes Can See," "Break Your Neck," "Passing Cavassier." He has countless of timeless, dope music. But when we talking about heavy hit, like, Jay-Z's, like, on the throne. Like, Jay-Z's on that throne. Not that many. I don't think anyone can beat Jay-Z, first off. I think there's a couple rappers that can stand toe-to-toe with him. But I do think, Jay-Z's career is so big. I think Jay-Z can do two verses. He can do his beginning to middle to, I think, I'll say... From Reasonable Doubt to Volume 3, that could go with somebody. And then he could do Black Album to 444. And that would go with somebody. Now, let me tell you the two people, might be three. One, I think he could go, Eminem could go toe-to-toe with Jay-Z. I think Eminem don't have as many hits. But you got to remember, in the verses, there's only like 20 songs each. So it's a cutoff. So I think Eminem and Jay-Z, that will be huge. Like, everybody will tune in for Eminem, Jay-Z. First off, both of them are like GOAT statuses. Both of them, like, Eminem's rarely seen ever. We that will be huge, bro. If we can get an Eminem versus Jay-Z, and then... The other one I think could be big, Jay-Z and Lil Wayne. Now, Lil Wayne's in the same thing as Jay-Z. I think Lil Wayne could do three verses. Let me break it down. Lil Wayne could do the first half of his career, the second half of his career, and he could do just mixtape Wayne. Lil Wayne could do a mixtape versus against anybody's regular hits. He could do the Hot Boys, Block Is Hot, all the way to, like, Carter 2. And then he could do Carter 3 to Carter 5. Everything in... Lil Wayne might beat Jay-Z. Now, a lot of people are not going to think Lil Wayne can beat Jay-Z, and a lot of people will think Lil Wayne can beat Jay-Z. Let me know in the comment section, do you think Lil Wayne can beat Jay-Z? Now, this whole Lil Jon shit, like, you could blow it out the wind. Like, open the window, throw that out the wind right there, because Busta Rhymes not only can he not see Jay-Z, he definitely can't beat Jay-Z. He's not beating Jay-Z in any realm, any multiverse. Sorry, I just got done seeing Spider-Man. Any of that. Like, he's not beating... Lil Jon high as hell. Bro, Lil Jon got to be high right now, bro. For him to come out and say that, I can see if he said, yeah, I think it'll be a good battle. Bro, no. You thinking, not only can he battle with Jay-Z, he could beat Jay-Z. Hey, Elway in hell. Rise and seeing Jay-Z, bro. Stop that. Calm that down. Pump the brakes. Like, Jay-Z and Nas would be a good one just for... I don't think it'll be close if we got Jay-Z versus Nas. But I think it'll be a good one for hip hop. I think Eminem versus Jay-Z or Nas versus Jay-Z would be good for hip hop. But I think if you really want to see someone go toe to toe with Jay-Z, it will have to be Lil Wayne. I don't want to hear people say Drake. No, bro, no. Drake and Ye would be a good one, but Lil Wayne and Jay-Z or Eminem. I think Eminem and Jay-Z or Eminem. I mean Jay-Z and Nas. I think those two would be like the biggest ones for hip hop. But if we really want to see someone take Jay-Z down, it might be Lil Wayne. Might be. And I still give the edge to Jay-Z. Just because I think Jay-Z's the GOAT. Jay-Z's the greatest of all time. It's undisputable. Just everything he did in his career. If you just... like, let me see if I can pull up his... I just went to Apple and pulled up his... let's see this. Hold on. Let's see if I can pull it up. All right, so check it. Some of these aren't hits. Niggas in Paris, Otis, yeah. Guns, so no. Empire State of Mind. Hard Knock Life. That's when Jay-Z got on the map, when he did the Annie sample. All right, so Big Pimpin'. Come on. Dirt Off Your Shoulder. Nigga What, Nigga Who. With Big Jazz. H to the Izzo. Bro, stop it. Change the game. Can't Knock the Hustle. Now, Reasonable Doubt. That was lukewarm Jay-Z. That was him just getting his feet wet. Can I Get a What What? Do It Again. Put Your Hands Up with Beanie Siegel. 6 a.m. on my way to the club. At that joint. Let's see. I'm just trying to do like the big hits. Fuck With Me, You Know I Got It with Ross. That was a big hit. I Just Want to Love You. Money Cash Hoes with DMX. 99 Problems. Feeling It. Song Cry. Bro, Song Cry is my favorite Jay-Z song of all time. Dead Presidents. You, I took your voice because you're using it wrong. You made a hot line. I made a hot song. When he took Nas sample, bro. Girls, Girls, Girls. Bro, if you was around that time, Girls, Girls, Girls was so huge. Money Ain't a Thing, Jay with Jermaine Dupri. Excuse Me, Miss. And these not even all of them, bro. I know that there's way more than this. He got the Fiesta joint with R. Kelly. The other one, R. Kelly, Guilty to Prove It Innocent. Bro, he got too much. What I really would have liked to see was DMX. Instead of DMX doing it with Snoop. Snoop and Busta Rhymes, I think, would have been a good versus. I think that would have been a good versus. And I think we really wanted to see Jay-Z versus DMX. But we all know that. But let me know in the comments section what y'all think. Do y'all agree with Lil Jon? Y'all got to let me know. Let me know, do y'all agree with what Lil Jon said? Because I think he's smoking rocks. That's what I really think he's doing. I don't know who I would want to see with Busta Rhymes, but Jay-Z's not there. Let me know in the comment section, and we out. Hey!